You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. Thank you so much for staying with us. Really appreciate your time. It is a Monday, the 3rd of February, 2025. And as you know, on Mondays, we do this thing called personal finance. This is where we try and dab into the world of money, but at a very, very personal level. And today is no different at all. I have my guest who's joining me in the studio for this time around. I never really get people coming to studio, so it's really great to really have someone in studio so that we can talk about these conversations that I think are really, really important. But not only that, they are really, really, life-changing as well. Today we're talking about the 50-30-20 rule of budgeting. So budgeting, well, it's something that a lot of us know, right? And you know very well that you should do it, but you probably aren't doing it. And so the question then is why? Why are you not doing it? Because it's really difficult sometimes to estimate accurately what your expenses will be. Maybe that's your excuse. Well, just taking a peek at your statements and seeing where your money is actually going can be quite scary for some people. And maybe that's the other reason why people don't do it. So the so-called 50-30-20 rule comes in now, which is in some quarters has been dubbed a very simple approach that can have a big impact on your budget. But the question then is, does it really work? Oh, we are just wasting time here, and we are joined by Ureji, who's going to help us understand this a little bit better. My brother, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Thapelo, and thank you very much. Good evening to the listeners also. I think it's a wonderful Monday, and we are all excited. Mondays, people usually say they are slow, but then I think it's a thing of a mind. You know,
I don't like Mondays. I hate Mondays.
You don't like Mondays. It's one of the important days where you get to make decisions. You know, and I tell you what, Thapelo, one of the reasons why we continue to wake up each morning and then we come to studio, others are going to work, others are there out there digging gold. One reason only is money.
It's money, you know? Right?
So hence I'm excited to be here also discussing this very sensitive subject.
Definitely.
Which I believe also is very important that we make it fashionable.
We
talk about it.
We must.
It affects every area of life.
Yeah.
And the fair part about it is, even if you don't want it to affect it,
it will affect you.
So make sure you have a relationship with money, you know. So Thapelo, just a quick disclaimer before we proceed with our interview. It's for me to make a disclaimer that myself, I work for a financial institution, but today I'm here in my personal capacity. Everything we share today is not that of my employer, solely mine. Yeah, but of course, I'll make sure that I keep, speak things that will impact, every listener at home and impact me also because this subject is
very important.
It doesn't choose anyone.
That's
it hits
true. That's
everyone.
True. The disclaimer is noted and I think it's really important. And maybe just to expand on that disclaimer a little bit, in broad terms, who are you? What do you do? What tickles your fancy?
So many people who know me, they know me as a money manager. I work for a particular cool financial institution. So if it's really cool, they will already know
which one is that one.
So I go around talking about money a lot, you know. So usually before I talk, I would actually ask people to clap hands for me because usually after we've spoken about money, people think or feel like you've judged them. You're telling them that they are broke, you know. But the intention really is to just improve people's lives. It's a very sensitive subject and it has broken families, you know. It has churches have closed down, even the country can be closed down because of the very same money.
That's
you know, and I heard you talk about budget, you know. also very sensitive, but I'm thinking before I jump into let me allow you to guide the conversation.
Cool. All right. So you like the cool financial stuff. That's what you do.
I talk about money. Guys, just call me a money manager. A money manager was at SID Media. And of course, we're going to have fun while we learn about money.
We definitely are. I once had a pastor a couple of donkey years ago, right?
Yeah.
And the pastor said, a man who does not talk about money is dangerous. I don't know if you think that's true.
Agree, because that man might die from the inside, might die while they are walking, you know. And I'm telling you, if we check a lot of our problems, they are tied to money.
Yeah.
You know,
men,
we actually go through a lot.
We go through
there's
a lot,
just a lot of things happening around money and the expectation for us to be providers.
I mean, even
the Bible tells us that we are providers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So imagine the amount of pressure that we have.
Yeah.
And we are supposed to be providers even in this tough economy.
Whether we like it or we don't. Yeah, so we must really talk about
money. We should talk
about
money.
I feel like there should be a men's club for money or something about money. For men.
But you know, I think even as we have that, it's important that we involve every part of the family. Let's talk family finances one day, where we talk about the role of a child, the role of a wife, so that there is a balance. These days you look at it, women are doing well financially, more than men, you know. So now the question is, are they now taking the responsibility of being providers? But you know what? Topic for another day.
No, topic for another day, right?
So you see how broad our money subject is.
There's allowances these days.
Yeah.
Some are girlfriends, but they get allowances.
Of course.
So we must talk about money.
And you also look at the legal part of it.
Yeah.
The law has been passed in South Africa that you provide someone with an allowance.
Ooh.
The moment you leave them,
ooh,
just know that you are responsible for providing them an allowance.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maulogu chola. If an anatis hamba, you speak a passing one.
Yeah,
and then Ushi five up. That's community of property. Klar, done. You know? So anyway, if it doesn't work out and then you get into any relationship and you get married, that marriage is null and void. Topic for another day. So we are just showing our listeners at home that this subject is so broad.
It is broad.
And it deserves an entire 1 hour show where we talk about it.
Yeah.
If possible, if not every week, just to allow people to digest.
Yeah.
But we can actually have a topic around money every day.
We should definitely.
Sure.
So let's start then with budgeting. Before we get into the so-called 50-30-20 split, right? Which is maybe a subsect of this budgeting thing.
Yeah.
But how do you, in your own words, define budgeting?
So budgeting in my own world, actually in the world of finance, when we simplify it, we view it as a navigating system for your finances.
Navigating system. Ooh, okay.
Imagine, Tapelo, you invite me to come in studio and then you don't give me an address.
Yeah. You'll be lost.
I'll be lost. I'll be all over. So this is what happens with our finances also. We don't plan around them. We don't create a budget for them. And then what then happens, in our terms, would say, would have unallocated funds.
Yeah,
so money hits the account.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's bring the psychology of money.
Yeah.
The moment money is in the account, it's automatically, you're thinking it's a lot. I have money. That's why I would see a lot of people feature in shows like I Blew It.
Yeah.
Why? Because the psychology of money then kicked in and then you feel like money doesn't finish. You own the whole world. You have the buying power.
Yeah,
so you can. But one thing that we are not then checking is where is the money going? And we are not aware that it's finishing. You receive a 20 million. In 2 years' time, you are left with 500,000.
Yeah.
Then when you try and look, there's nothing that you can point.
Yeah.
So that's where the budget then comes in. That if you draw out a navigating system and direct, take charge of the money. Drawing a budget, it means you are taking charge of your money.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Then you know where is your money supposed to be allocated. You have a bond to pay. You have a car to pay. Here's a practical example. Have you seen malls during month end?
Very, very full.
It's full.
Yeah.
That's then, it's also a testimony of showing you that psychologically, the moment people receive that money, they are thinking it's a lot and then it has to be spent.
Yeah.
One wise man in this space that we are in once said, how about we introduce a financial fast? Right after your money hits the account, you tell yourself that I'm not going to be spending about 2 days, just to allow important things to run, things like your bond, your car, you know. Then in so doing, we make sure that we have paid. I think even the 50, 30, 20 rule kicks in there. We make sure we cater for the important things, and we automate a lot of things, you know.
That's lovely. It's a navigation system, and I really like that.
Yeah.
And I grew up, I went into this space, by the way, because of my grandmother.
Yeah.
So she used to send me to the stores back in the days.
Yeah.
And that's where I picked up the love for money, economics, finance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
And that's how I found myself. But I've noted exactly what you're saying, where from the 15th, you'll see it's full.
It's full.
Then 16th is empty, starting to be empty again. Then 20, 21, 25, then you start seeing that it gets fuller again, and there's that thing as well.
So that's another topic we should have.
That's another topic
as well. The psychology around money. Yeah,
exactly. Now, I want to ask, before I get into the 50-30-1, right, you mentioned that when the moment money hits our bank account, it's almost like the world is our oyster there. And you said we spend.
Yeah,
and someone said you need to start by saving first and all that. Just your thoughts on that.
So, look, It depends individual to individual, you know. You can't tell one to save before they pay their bond.
Okay.
Because now there is a house that you went and bought yourself on credit that you need to finance. You know, if you don't pay it, the financial institution will come knocking and take the house,
definitely.
You know. And sometimes you bought it making, you used your emotions when you're buying it. You were, I knew if I stay in Irene, I will be excited. I know I will wake up to that view, you know. Now, it may be expensive, but you must honor that debt obligation, you know. And then if not, try to adjust. But I can't say right after receiving your finances, shoot straight into savings, you know. That's a systematic financial advice. That's why most of the time, as advisors, we would like to sit with a person one-on-one, and then they tell us their full situation, you know. Then we know how to advise. Because otherwise, if I can say, South Africa, all of you, after getting a salary,
save
50%
work.
Of your money, we're going to have a lot of problems, you know. So we have that. It's a systematic financial advice, but we need to tap into the reality of things. When we get in there, we also look at things like the economy of the country, you know. It is advisable, maybe when we are talking to young ones who just recently got into the workspace, they are still, they don't have much commitment, you know, to advise them, start off by saving. They do not have a bond to pay, things like that. They stay at home, you know. Those ones, you can advise them that way. So
environment
will guide us on how we navigate this money.
Okay. What is this 50-30-20 rule then of budgeting?
So the 50-20-30 rule is broken into three. Number one is the essential expenses.
Okay.
There we are looking at things like your housing, which is rent, your mortgage, your utilities and insurance. You know, that's on the 50%. We're looking at food. We're looking at transportation. You honoring the debts that you may be having. We are also looking at your insurance, insuring life. You know, and you look at it again. Not everybody has all of these things. You know, not everybody has a bond that they are paying. You know, some may be staying at home. So if I say everybody must apply a 50-30-20, then it's a limited advice. You know, then we look at the 30%, that's discretional spending. So that's entertainment, that's travel, clothing, gadgets, and those luxury stuff. You know, And then on the 20%, we're looking at savings. So you see how the system has put it. And, there are those who draw down the system may beat the system. With the interest of protecting their interest. This person, it may be someone who possibly is a grantor of credit. You see, now they are telling you, when you receive your salary, prioritize me. And then Lastly, 20% will be for your savings.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So if we are not doing systematic financial advice for someone who's still new, who hasn't made, allow me to call it mistakes, financially, would then say to them, save up, you know, have a proper plan.
Yeah.
What are you trying to achieve financially?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Then we then advise from there.
Yeah.
But then if ever I say 50, 30, 20, and then a young graduate who just graduated, they are thinking, meaning I must obtain a debt.
Yes.
Exactly. And then I'll qualify. Yeah. Sure.
So what you're saying is it's dependent on the environment, the situation.
Sure. The situation, your financial situation, and including the goals.
Yeah. 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 Including your goals. So in effect, you're saying it's not necessarily practical for every South African or everyone that's listening right now.
True.
Yeah.
It's not. Let's take into consideration things like the economy that we are in.
Yeah.
You know,
it
gets to a point that, and I want listeners to listen to me carefully. I'm not discrediting savings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone will be like, Rachie said we must not save, you know, but what's the use of you have a debt that you are servicing with 10,000 and then they are charging you an interest of 15% for you to then take 20,000 and save every month. You know, how about you start settling and save on interest? You know, prioritize what you are owing.
Settle it
and then come into savings.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else again. We do have savings vehicles, you know. But you must also look at
the interest
that we get.
Yeah,
you know, the interest is usually small. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even beat inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation, if you can say you would like to build wealth from savings, it will take you a very long time. Actually, you might not arrive. So that's why we then bring in the subject of investment. Investment it can be in many ways.
Yeah.
Topic for another day.
Mm.
We can invest in assets that are able to to bring us an income.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then that's when we'll talk about, I've been working for this company. They've been giving me an increase, but the cost of living is also the increase. I don't actually see it. Then I think I once had an interview actually with SID Media where they were asking me, it was during COVID, they were like, Reggie, we've cut off everything.
Yeah.
You know, we've cut off our entertainment, the groceries, our subscriptions to the Netflix. There's nothing to cut.
Yeah.
What's left?
Yeah.
My answer was, it's about time maybe we increase our earnings.
Yeah.
How we do that? We're living in a world where there's a lot of problems. And if you provide a solution to a problem, you are growing your potential to be paid.
Yeah.
So it's things like that.
Yeah.
Yes, a salary is a seed that I will receive, you know, as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, how I spend it, as I split the 50-30, maybe let's make the 50-30-20 formula not a compulsory one, like we say 50% is for houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's put priorities, things that are of essential to you. Maybe you investing in a secondary income generator, it's part of the 50%,
you know,
and then in so doing, you will then find yourself investing in assets that will grow your earnings.
I remember back in the days, I'm sure you would remember as well, when Tito, the former late Tito Mboweni, he said we need to tighten our belts at some stage. This was, I think, 2007, before the financial crisis.
Sure.
And people were saying, there's nothing to tighten now, really. when Lesitja and everyone else came, they're like, but there's nothing to tighten anymore.
Yeah, because, sure.
Things were getting even much more expensive. And all that, right? So then let me ask then, because someone would say this 50-30 rule, 50-30-20 rule,
yeah.
I mean, it means 50% of the essential stuff, I'm still living below my salary, most of my earnings, because 50% of my salary takes care of essential stuff, bond, groceries, everything. Then I've got some space to live and be fancy a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, sure. There is an element of that. Which also very important. That's the social side of things, and then mostly we satisfy the heart. And that's important. Remember, as an individual, the first asset you have is you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you a practical example. Mm. Try to die and see if ever you'll still make money.
No, you won't.
You can't. Mm. You know, think of if a moment you are admitted in a hospital and then you are told that, okay, so in your bank account you have 3 million.
Yeah.
And then you are told that you are left with 24 hours unless we perform this procedure on you, which will cost us 2.5 million.
Hey, that's a
you have a decision to make.
That's a very difficult
decision. It's either you pay, then you leave. You will then you would have bought time, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that time that you would have bought, it means you still have an opportunity to can make money.
Yeah.
But then if you die, then at least you leave it with your kids.
That's a very difficult one.
Sure, you know. So investing in self is
very
important. The emotional you, very important. We can't take it away.
Mm.
But I think the 50-30-20 rule is there to guide us, you know, for you to to basically know that what is it that is left for me to go out there to entertain myself.
Yeah. If I was then to personalize it, what would be the guidelines?
So I think our guideline really is the budget.
Okay.
Without us putting the set percentage, you know, because one now is trying to squeeze in the essentials into a 50%, and it's just not going right, you know. But if we draw out the budget, it gives us the reality of our finances. Mm. You said something actually that I liked when you were talking, when you were introducing the show. You spoke about how people are scared to do budget and all of that. People are also scared to audit their statement.
No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, because it will reflect who you are financially and your priorities.
You know,
if you go and audit your statements, go there, print it out or download it if you're on a computer, start highlighting and check how you spend your money.
Yeah.
You will be exposed to the real you. And people are scared to do that.
Yeah.
I think it's a very important exercise that one needs to do.
Yeah.
Because in so doing, you then get to see. Sometimes we pay for things and we're not aware. Subscriptions.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when you download an app on your phone, it wants you to subscribe.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you need it at that moment. You just subscribe.
Yeah.
Only to find out that it was just a once-off thing that you wanted. But then now, because you don't care about checking your statement, it's a continuous thing.
Yeah.
It's a continuous thing.
I think there was that 99 rand scam a couple of
years ago. that hit all the banks, you know.
Yeah.
And people were not aware because they were not checking their statements until it was late.
Yeah.
Some would actually move from one bank to the other only to find out that very same problem is there. But at least I think currently the banks have introduced debit check mandates, where one is able to approve a debit order before it runs from their account.
I believe it was because of the one rand scam as well.
Yeah, yeah, so
Someone was taking one rand from people. People were like,
One rand is nothing. It's nothing.
A one rand from a million people.
You know, Tapelo, that is a very interesting thing that I was actually studying of late. How a lot of us, you know, you wouldn't mind having two trackers in your car just because it's just 99 rand, so it's whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And even with business people, most of us, especially in the blacks community, when we get into business, we like those huge lump sum type of businesses.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, those ones who go and collect 1 rand, 2 rand, 25 rand, those people get wealthy.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. With us, I'm talking business a bit now.
Yeah.
Even as you start your business, think of a debit order business. You will make a lot of money. Why? Because people don't really check those small debits. You know, they are looking for those 5,000. Ha!
Yeah.
Imoto ang so ibona next month, and it affects the credit score.
there's this other retail company. I won't mention their names, but they take our 10 cents, Nabo.
Sure.
They don't give you the full change. If the change says 3 and 10,
they round it off.
They give it 3 rand and then they take 10 cents.
Yeah.
But I was actually thinking about it to say, how many other 10 cents in a day is this lady taking? And how much does she make?
Sure.
Well, she's not going to clock in all that money.
Yeah.
When she gets to the clocking, whatever machine that side, the machine, the computer,
yeah, you balance
1,000 rands. Yeah.
Sure.
This thing is now 3.1, got it 10 cents.
And it's daily.
And it's daily.
Times 31. Multiply it by 31.
How? That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So hence like the importance of us really auditing our statements. Yes. I mean, it's just taking our finances serious, you know. Hence, I mean, I'm an advocate for us making the money conversation fashionable.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
In a household where we are just disclosing our finances, it helps us even with expectations.
No, it does.
If
it
you know I'm earning a 10,000, you don't expect a 100,000 trip.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know? True.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, we ran out of time, but I want us to use this time then to, and I think we've touched on it in here and there.
Yeah.
But itemize it as in an accounting entry, you know, the pros and cons of this 50-30-20 in your opinion.
Yeah. So this helps. And allow me to call it a budget.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I said, I don't want our listeners to be stressed and they're sitting at home trying to squeeze in that car, that house, school fees, sabah, and that groceries into a 50%. Harwa check, I go 70%. And then unyago toma, unyago kata.
Sometimes 100%.
Unyago kata raba, naba sabah patala school fees. You understand?
Yeah,
so true. let's look at it as a budget to say something that drives where you are taking control of your finances and you are giving your finances a direction, you know. So number one, it will help you prioritize essentials.
Okay, love that.
Then, you know, when we prioritize our essentials, we are not then being hit by the psychology of money where we think month end, high fees are ding, ding. It means I must go and spend, I must eat out, and etc. You know, higher pimping, already there is a plan that is drawn down.
Yes.
And by the way,
yes,
budget, if you are receiving your money weekly, you need a weekly budget. It's not a once-off exercise. Because you feel motivated to be a better person. We do it. We do it. We actually, it has to be an exercise that we do for every time we receive money, we give direction to this money. Because things, they change every month, month to month or daily and things like that. So we need to be able to adjust. And then number two, it encourages savings and debt repayment.
True.
You know,
true.
You will know that debit order zaka, they amount to this much. So this amount I'm not supposed to touch. If I see myself having an extra 10,000, it means there's something that's not paid.
Yeah, yeah. Before you go and spend it. I think it's a windfall.
Yeah, or the Lord has helped you there. No, it doesn't work that way. We need to pay. You know, it also allows for discretionary spending.
Yeah.
You know, it gives room to enjoy yourself and pursue your hobbies, knowing what is within your means.
Yes.
You know, when I do financial talks, and most of the time I'll be talking to young people. I mean, they are also pressured financially because we have social media that is buzzing, and we have financial advisors there who tell you every money I get, my enjoyment. You understand? So, and my guideline would be to make it relatable to them, guys.
Yes.
Throw out the budget.
Yeah.
After you have satisfied important things, that 200 that's left, just know who na. Heki ya konga. Go to Jala 200. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, just then you know. Other than after the money hits the account, psychologically, So you then are able to manage that also.
Yeah.
And then it also promotes financial balance.
Yes.
You know, then you'll know that every area of life is catered for. You don't say after the salary is hit, you've spent a lot on. I mean, you'll also know your position in terms of finances. You don't then force to be a Woolworths child.
Yeah.
You know, knowing now I actually afford this particular store.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it makes you aware of your financial position. The truth is, Mr. Tapelo, everybody can change their financial situation.
True.
You know.
True.
Maybe most of the time the challenge is that we are looking at the neighbor and what they do. You know, if
the
we were to stick if we were to stick to our line and make sure that we manage our finances effectively. I'm guaranteeing you, even our mind will be in a better position to think of ways in which we can multiply this money.
Yeah, yeah. And one disadvantage then that you would...
For drawing a budget.
A 50-30, even for a budget, there should be a
disadvantage. There's no disadvantage. There's no disadvantage. Okay, well, the disadvantage that is good to you is that you will be exposed to your finances and your financial situation.
And we don't want that exposure.
Yeah, I mean, it may depress you, but then now you need mental toughness to then realize that, you know what, I'm going to change my situation.
Okay.
You know, you will then notice, so, instead of me being a consumer too much, maybe I need to start producing and provide something in the market that will increase my earnings.
That will increase your earnings,
yeah,
right?
So the disadvantage works as an advantage in the near future.
Well. My final one, like I said, we're out of time. My final one is this not squeezing us? We only live once, YOLO. You only live once. So why can't I just leave, man?
My question is, I will respond to that with a question. What if you live longer?
I will see. It feels like all these finance people, they want us to, I don't know, squeeze ourselves, almost like live in a corner or something.
We want you to live comfortably. We don't want you to live running around avoiding calls.
Yeah.
That's unhealthy for you.
Okay.
You know, we want you to live comfortably, managing your finances, paying to Caesar what is due to Caesar.
What is due
to
Caesar.
Okay. Not having to run around, having a balanced lifestyle.
Yeah.
If you check with people who deal with stress, they will tell you majority of stress is because of finances. And then finances is because of mismanagement of finances. So we are here to say manage your finances. You know, it's not an easy thing. I mean, a better country. It's a budget every year. But we're reaping our spending the other way, you know.
The billion.
So, I mean, let us also master managing the thousands. In mastering to manage our thousands, then we'll grow into millions. The Bible also says, he who is trusted, who is faithful with little, will be trusted with much.
So, key thing.
Look after that 5 rand.
Mm.
That 2 rand, a student at home, how you manage it, it will determine how you'll manage a 5,000. And it's very crucial that we draw out the budget and we take charge of our finances, not have them take charge of us.
Bari
imali, I'm change umuntu. But that's not true. Money, it expands like X squared. When I hope like a mess. It just multiplies who you are.
Sure.
So just make sure that as you receive the money, you take charge of it. Don't allow it to take charge of you. And how we do that is budgeting and keep a continuous learning around money, because there's a lot to learn around money.
There's a lot to learn around money. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it.
It's been great.
No, it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful family, this one. I'm hoping that we'll continue to keep this money conversations going. And one day, let's do it on TV.
No, we're going to do it on TV. Yeah. That's where we are going with this show, we have fun there also.
So,
yeah, that's very true.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. That is, of course, Reggie there. Yeah, what a beautiful conversation. I hope that you've enjoyed it as well.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.